on the phone with us right now, Modern Family's Gloria Sofia Vergara. I can't say it right, JC. You do it.
Vergara.
Thank you.
Vergara.
That was close.
Good morning, Sofia.
Hello.
I'm in love. I'm just in love.
So wish we were doing this interview in person.
That'd be nice. Believe me,
you don't want to be here. It's freezing.
In a hot tub.
Freezing? Where are you where it's freezing?
I'm, I don't know, in a room that somebody put me here, but it's really cold.
I'm sure you're better there. Wearing only bumper stickers from the station?
No.
That's what I was hoping. Okay.
No.
Sofia, I'm sorry, you're cold.
But I'm hot.
Yes.
Yeah, you're hot in person.
Yeah, because I put in your name trying to get a little bit of research done. So I put in Sofia Vergara, and then it came up Sofia Vergara Thong. So I have to just, first of all, say thank you.
That's what came up? Thong?
Thong, yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I cannot control what they say.
No, you can't.
You are not uncomfortable with your body or your beauty, are you? And I love that. Your confidence is very, very attractive to men. Did you know that?
No, but you know, I'm Latin. I think we're raised like that. We don't, you know, make it like a big issue, and we're always very comfortable with what we have.
And that's why when that agent or manager told you that you should get a breast reduction if you want to be taken seriously, what did you say?
Well, I never really wanted to be taken seriously, so that wasn't, you know, an option for me.
Good for you, girl.
You know, I've been watching some interviews with you on Chelsea Handler and on Conan O'Brien. You're so funny.
Thank you so much.
You really are. I mean, a lot of people are funny when there's very talented writers writing funny things for them to say.
She's just natural.
But you are so naturally funny.
Oh, but you know what? It helps, you know, to have writers like in Modern Family, because it makes our job as an actor very easy, because, you know, you trust them and you know that everything that they're going to write for you is great. It's a pleasure.
And you're working with great people, too. Your husband on the show is Ed O'Neill, who's very
hilarious.
Very experienced. Yeah. But he doesn't apparently like working with you. Listen to this clip.
How is working with Sofia Vergara?
It's, you know what? It's just, it's awful. You know, it's, when they called me and they said, you know, we want you to play Sofia Vergara's husband, I said, well, that's, makes perfect sense.
Now, if you listen to the end of this,
one of the best things of for me to be in Modern Family. It's unbelievable to be on the set with him all the time.
Did you ever watch Married with Children, the show you used to be on?
Yes, of course. Yeah, when I was growing up in Colombia.
Now, you do have, your accent is not put on. It's the same on talk shows as it is on the show. And your son, your 16-year-old son, actually put you on the phone with his friends. Why?
He's not 16, he's 20.
Oh, he's 20. Okay.
Yeah.
back when he was 16, he used to put you on the phone with his friends?
Yeah. Okay. He used to, you know, make fun of me. He still does all the time. He doesn't understand how I can get, you know, my accent worse and worse with time instead of improving it after so many years living in the United States.
So he would put you on the phone with his friends so they could make fun of you, too.
Yes, can you believe it?
So mean.
I don't care. I'm making money out of it, so I let him enjoy a little bit too.
You know, one of my favorite episodes on Modern Family was where they just make fun of you because you cannot pronounce certain words and everything sounds different than what you're intending on it. Is there any true American English word that you just cannot pronounce?
I mean, there's a million.
Pick one.
It's crazy. It's like every week I think I find something that I haven't been able to pronounce. But you know what? I think once you're around me for a long time, you start like understanding my mistakes, and so it's easier to understand me.
Do you worry sometimes about, like, they're making fun of you because of your accent? Maybe you don't know exactly what they're saying. Because, like, when Chelsea Handler said you were in Soul Plane, you did it with Snoop Dogg, and mm-hmm. so you said, I didn't do it with them.
No, you know, I make fun of myself. I think that's very important, and I mean, I think it's funny. I mean, I laugh at people that have accents. I mean, I always laugh at people that have accents, so I understand totally why they think I'm so funny.
I saw this picture of you, Sofia, when you were leaving New Year's Eve. You were at Bellagio, I think. And you walked out and you saw some woman like fall and hit the floor. And I've never heard you comment on that, but you stayed with this woman until the paramedics got there. Can you tell us what happened?
well, it was just that. We were coming out from celebrating New Year's Eve, and some girl collapsed, like, right in front of us. And, of course, it's always, like, nerve-wracking to see somebody just, like, you know, hit the ground like they're dead. But she was okay. She was just a little drunk. You know, it was Vegas. It was New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
What are you gonna do?
So
you're okay.
My cousin, who is a doctor, I screamed at her, and she came and saw that she was, you know, breathing, and she was just not dead, but just, like, you know.
Okay.
A hot Colombian female doctor.
Yeah.
Just kill me right now.
Man.
Now, we just waited for her to get, you know, the medical attention.
You
she
know
was
what?
Fine.
You undersell this, because I'm told that you kept everybody calm, that you kept her calm, and, like, you did a great job. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, good under pressure.
You said recently in an interview that you thought you were too old to marry again.
Sometimes I feel I'm too old for everything.
Oh, come on. You're not even, are you even 40 yet?
Yes, almost in 6 months.
In 6 months.
Can you believe it? My son is 20 years old.
No, I just went through a lot of pictures, and no, I can't believe it.
Are you going to throw yourself a huge party, or is someone throwing that for you?
I think I'm going to do it myself, but I don't know yet what I want to do, because the problem is that I have such a huge family that, you know, it's going to be unbelievable. Like, you know, to if I want to take people somewhere, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, just too many people. I have a friend who's from Colombia, and they're always complaining that people make smuggling jokes all the time. Do you get that?
Yeah, but, you know, it's part of our culture. We it was a reality for such a long time in our country that, you know, we laugh at ourselves, because what else can we do? Colombia has changed so much in the past 10 years. It's such a, you know, beautiful and safe place now, open to the, you know, international tourism, that, you know, we can laugh now about it. But it was just, you know, a time that it was not very good for us.
It must not bother you too much, because you named your son after a character in Scarface.
Yeah, but that was not because he was a drug dealer. It was because he was, you know, Stephen Bauer was so handsome.
He was hot. he was hot back then, and the character's name was Manolo, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I was just on Kmart.com, because we don't have a Kmart near us, and I was looking at some of your clothing line, and I was reading that you actually wear a lot of your pieces, and these are, like, so reasonable. Like $15 for a blouse and $12 for a dress.
And she'll wear them on the red carpet and stuff.
I'm serious. I mean,
you know what? I do the jewelry a lot. Like, for example, today I was shooting some TV shows, and I have, you know, one of my watches on. I wanted to make the collection so that it was stuff that I really liked. I picked everything from the materials, the colors, the shapes, everything. So I love it. It's stuff that I would definitely wear and that I wear, because I thought that was the point. You know, if you want to sell stuff, that it's to show, you know, your personality and what you like, and so your fans can you know, get the same things, but at normal, affordable prices.
Well, a lot of people that endorse clothing wouldn't be caught dead in it, and
cool.
You wear it all the time, which is awesome.
You
I
look
think
good
great.
In it too.
Yeah.
the stuff is really cute.
I'm really reticent to bring this up, but I'm going to anyway, because I saw a picture of you in a tabloid where you were wearing tights. You were out shopping, and somebody took a picture of you in the tights, and it turned out with the flash they were see-through from behind.
You saw a lot of pictures.
I had a shirt that was covering all the whole thing, but I didn't realize when I ran out of my trailer that there were paparazzi there, and I got nervous, and I ran, and the shirt came up.
Yeah.
So
what
it was like
do?
A malfunction.
And now it's my desktop.
Yeah.
Great.
Stop.
Not bad for a 40-year-old, right?
Not too
not
bad at all.
Bad.
What's your now? I saw some Latin workout videos that you did, like you were doing a TV show, and you worked out one day in one of the segments. Mm. Is that a big part of your life, the working out?
Well, no, it was. It didn't became big for me until, like, you know, later in life. Now I really take it a little bit more serious. I have a trainer. I work with Gunnar Peterson. And, you know, it's great because you can eat more, you can relax more. And you know, with age, everything changes. So it's good for health, for everything.
Do you ever stand and look in front of the mirror and take assessment of like how you're in the bathroom, like how you're doing? Like, this part's sagging a little bit. This is moving up.
There's nothing sagging on her.
Are you kidding me? And, you know, I got hired to now to be the spokesperson for Pepsi.
Yeah.
But 20 years ago when I did it for the first time, it was not a Diet Pepsi. Now I'm doing Diet Pepsi. And I'm doing my second year with them. A new commercial is coming out, but it's Diet Pepsi. So I guess, obviously, things change.
Yeah, you have to look good. It's diet. Your very first acting job was in a Pepsi commercial, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's how I started my career.
Oh, wow.
So it was a great thing for me, you know, 20 years later, 22 years later, to be again part of, you know, a great company like Pepsi, because that's how I started my whole career.
You are so fun to talk to.
You really are.
Well, how come
it's fun to listen to.
How come you guys make fun of the way I talk, and then she's cute when she talks?
She's hot.
She's cute.
Because I'm cute.
Cause you're from...
You have the Mexican accent. Her accent is far better.
Yeah.
He's a crazy Mexican.
Colombian and Mexican is the same.
No.
It sounds about the
same. We see Mexicans all the time. We don't see hot Colombians all the time, except on the Miss Universe pageant.
Right. People that speak Spanish, do you guys make fun of us, like, right in front of our faces because you know that we can't understand what you're saying? Like, if we do something stupid or look stupid?
Of course. Like for example,
where are you going?
In English, my boyfriend sometimes tries to speak Spanish.
Hey!
It's very funny, and, like, when I'm with my girlfriends, I talk very fast so that he doesn't understand it.
Okay, I don't know if you just had to go get something in the other room or whatever, but you went away from the microphone.
Maybe she had to go to the bathroom.
Sorry, guys, we have time for one last question, okay?
Who are you? Oh, my God! Who's that lady?
Some lady that walked into this cold room.
Oh! I didn't realize you had a visitor. Okay, well, there you go.
Maybe she's going to bring the body temperature up in the room.
Guys, hold on, guys. We have time for one more question.
Oh, making a good one.
Be good. The last question for Sophia.
One last question for Sophia Vergara. And Big Al,
sure,
won the toss backstage.
Man. Oh, my God. Sophia, how would you compare your booty to Kim Kardashian's booty?
Wow.
Well, there shouldn't even be a comparison. If I was her, I would get upset. I'm like 15 years older than her.
She's supposed to look better.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about that.
It's like, you know, I shouldn't be competing with the young girls.
Oh, but you can.
You can, baby. Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, your show is my favorite on television. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on
Sophia.
It.
Thank you, Sophia.
From Modern Family, Sophia Vergara.
Everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Thank you, baby.
See you in the hot tub.
Now, Al, I thought your goal was to come up with a new question.
But how can you not ask her that question?
But that was your only goal this year, was to come up with a new question.
It's Sophia Vergara.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
You have to ask her.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that's who the question was invented for.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, quick edit here. Yeah, she does have a booty, and she does mess up some words sometimes.
I know that I have an accent, but people understand me just fine.
I thought you said hair rings.
I didn't say hair rings, I said herrings.
Oh, what about Mirabel's daughter's quinceañera?
I honestly didn't get any of that.
I called your secretary and told her to order you a box of baby cheeses. It's like Christian Silence reading room.
We're going to the dropout.
She means drop off.
How do you say in English?
Helicopter.
You just throw them an Obama steak and you use the air bunnies.
But that doesn't make sense.
It's ended.
He even boxed with an alligator.
Wrestle.
I know what she thinks. A cold deal. But I'm nice and I put on the sugar jacket.
To be the wind in his back, not the spit in his face.
I am so confused right now.
The last thing Manny needs on his first day of school is you undermelting his confidence.
And a gargoyle is a gargoyle.
She means gargoyle.
We can be even like a Steven.
You heard how she said that, right?
Yes.
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 Jace. Yes.
Oh, that's what I said.
It's gorgeous in Spanish.
El diablo.
Mejor que su padre. Vámonos para el colegio. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Privacy en esta casa.
What?
What are you talking about?
What's the word?
Curse my tongue! Okay, enough! You try speaking in another language. Everybody, out of my house!
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is.
Right.
Think she's too old to get married at 39.
No.
Nope.
She's dating this guy from Florida who is a grandson of one of the Lehman Brothers.
Like Shearson Lehman?
You ever heard of Lehman Brothers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, not furniture.
Like the banking?
God.
I don't know who Lehman is.
They were at one point the fourth largest investment bank in the world.
Didn't they go belly up?
I know that.
And they went belly up with Bear Stearns during the financial crisis. They went out of business.
Yeah.
But he still got millions, billions or whatever. Dang. And he was going to run for senator, but found out he was getting a divorce in the middle of the campaign, decided to go handle that. So then he waits 4 years. He's going to run for senator again, the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a car accident. So he can't do it then. So he's still...
That's right. I remember her taking care of her boyfriend after an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Latin women are good for that. They take care of their men.
You know what? I'll tell you. She gets better with age. Yep. She's one of those. It's almost like a Halle Berry situation. Like the older they get, the better they look. J-Lo's the same way.
She is. Although, I don't know about better with age, because she looks so good before, too.
Yeah.
But she just hasn't... She hasn't dropped
any.
She's
not declining.
Not at all.
Well, if the hotter you are, the crazier you are, she must be crazier than a bat.
Maybe I'm different than you two guys in here, but I could not date her.
There's Oh, yeah, you're different than me.
I'm too insecure to walk into a room with her.
Oh, no.
Because every guy in the room would be after her.
Yeah.
So,
whether she's famous or not.
That's awesome.
I thought men wanted that.
That's
they
what
wanted
you want.
To be with the woman that's kinda. The hottest in the room.
It's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
At some point, you just want to go, ah!
No, you
leave her alone.
You just handcuff yourself to her and just keep on going.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, man.
Okay.